Édition d'une heure d'aujourd'hui. Je vous remercie pour votre fidélité et n'oubliez pas de nous écrire à notre courriel voilisteners@gmail.com voilisteners@gmail.com. Donc, je vous souhaite bonne journée, bonne soirée et à bientôt.
Thank you for still staying tuned in Indonesia today through our audio streaming voinews.id and RRI Digital. I'm Nuka Kusumawati and I will accompany you to complete your weekend with highlight of the week. Here are the headlines. Indonesia urged ASEAN to deepen cybersecurity cooperation for stability. Indonesia focuses on school upgrades, teachers' quality improvement. I'm Nuka Kusumawati and this is the complete details. The first information is about Indonesia's Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Nezar Patria, called on Southeast Asia Nation on Thursday to strengthen regional cooperation in cybersecurity to maintain stability amid growing digital risk. Patria made the remarks in a statement from the Area SOG Executive Roundtable in Jakarta, saying digital transformation and cybersecurity must go hand in hand. He outlined three priority areas for cooperation. First, protecting critical infrastructure and ensuring data sovereignty. Second, boosting resilience against cyber hazards, including misinformation, disinformation, and coordinated cross-border cyber attacks. Third, promoting local digital innovation and industrial collaboration. Next, we have information about Australia's military chief said on Friday that his country is open to cooperating with Indonesia on potential peacekeeping efforts in Gaza, though planning remains in the early stages. Admiral David Johnston, head of the Australian Defence Force, told reporters in Jakarta that while no decision has been made, collaboration between nations remains a possibility. He emphasized the importance of continued dialogue with Indonesia's military and said both sides are working to understand each other's potential contribution. Now we have information about two ancient manuscripts from Indonesia's Lampung province have been added to the 2025 National Collective Memory Icon list, the National Library said on Friday, recognizing their historical and cultural value. The inclusion was proposed by the Lampung Provincial Library and Archive Office, which said, the designation reflects the local government commitment to preserving the region's literary heritage. Fitrianita Damhuri, head of the Lampung Library and Archive Office, in a statement said that the icon recognition serves as both a point of pride and a motivation to preserve ancient texts for future generations. Let's move on to our next info. Indonesian soldiers have distributed books and school supplies to children in a remote mountains district in Papua, as part of efforts to support education in the conflict-affected region. Troops from Task Force Unit 521DY delivered reading materials and writing tools to students at the YPK Apalapsili Elementary School in Yalimo District, Highland Papua Province, the unit's commander said on Friday. The donation was part of the Task Force broader civil missions to support local communities in Papua, where access to quality education remains limited due to isolation, lack of infrastructure, and an ongoing security challenges. Our next info is about Indonesia and Australia agreed Friday to strengthen cooperation in cyber defense and disaster management as part of military operation other than war, MOOTW official said. The agreement was reached during a meeting between Indonesian Defense Minister Shafri Shamsuddin and Australian Defence Force Chief Admiral David Johnston in Jakarta. He said cyber defence has become one of Indonesia's key strategic priorities, given the growing threats of hacking, cyber attacks and information warfare targeting government systems. Cooperation with the Australian military said is critical to strengthening Indonesia's resilience. In the MOOTW context, Inkiriwang confirmed that joint disaster management exercise with the Australian Defence Force will continue. Coming up next, information about the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs reported that Indonesia recorded strong job and investment growth during the first year of President Prabowo Subianto's administration, compared with the first year under his predecessors. The Ministry Secretary Susi Wiono Mugiarso, in a written statement on Friday, said that by the second quarter of 2025, job creation reached 665,000, compared with 220,000 new jobs created in the same period 5 years ago. This represents a threefold increase. Indonesia also saw a significant rise in investment during Prabowo's first years in office. According to Mugiarso, investment growth increased by around 2.5 times compared with the same period 5 years earlier. Last info is about Indonesia's Minister for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSMEs, Maman Abdurrahman, has said during the Insurance Day 2025 event in Nusa Dua, Bali on Saturday, that greater insurance adoptions among small businesses to strengthen resilience against disasters and economic shocks. Despite their vital role in the economy, only about 2.96% of MSMEs in Indonesia have disasters insurance, and 53% have made no preparation to face potential disasters. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, reported in 2024 that MSMEs, particularly micro-enterprises, are among the sectors most vulnerable to economic disruption and natural disasters. Listener, that was some information that happens in Indonesia this week on Highlight of the Week.
Yeah. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh, sendiri ku tempuh hanya untuk bertemu denganmu. Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh, namun hatimu telah runtuh dan buatku terjatuh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa aku merindukanmu. Intuisiku selalu mengarah kepadamu. Selalu mengarah kepadamu. Oh, tapi tak jua kau hiraukan aku. Mungkin ku tak bisa buatmu lulu, namun kau harus tahu bahwa diriku sungguh-sungguh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa aku merindukanmu. Selalu mengarah kepadamu. Intuisiku selalu mengarah kepadamu. Tapi tak jua kau hiraukan aku.
Diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Hati. Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener. Thank you for staying tuned in Indonesia today, listener. Now let's listen to the session with Novia Bahmir.
Apa yang telah kulihat melalui matamu, berikan aku kekuatan untuk berubah. Kau ajari aku bicara bahasa baru, bahasa cinta, oh cinta, karena untuk berubah. Kau ajari aku bicara bahasa baru, bahasa cinta, oh cinta, karena
in Voice of Indonesia studio, we have Novia Bahmir here.
Yay! Everybody clap your hand. I've been wanting to meet you for a very long time, actually.
Really?
Thank you so much.
I saw you and a video called Wonderful Indonesia.
Okay.
I can mention that,
Wonderland,
right?
Indonesia.
Wonderland Indonesia, yeah. That's right.
Thank
and
you.
I got mesmerized by your voice.
Ooh, thank you so much.
And I already listened to your voice earlier also.
Really?
With the song
where?
Bahasa
Which
Cinta.
One?
Oh, Bahasa Cinta. That tone is so very high.
My latest single Before Yella.
So we're gonna talk about that. How did you arrange your voice or taking care of your voice?
Taking care of my voice. It's actually since I was born, yeah. When I was born, like my voice is already like with the tone like that. Actually, I started singing maybe at 7. Mm-hmm. I tried to getting in the competition. And then I tried the biggest competition in Indonesia is called Idola Cilik in 2013.
13?
Yes. And then after that, until top 5.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I moved to Jakarta. I stay with my uncle and my auntie, and then sorry, the question is how to take care of my voice.
Yes.
Yeah, how to take care of my voice. I just controlling my voice, less eating something spicy, and then not drinking ice.
Mm-hmm.
And then with a lot of oil. But
so you don't eat something fried?
Yes, but
gorengan.
But 2 days before I sing.
Only that.
Yeah.
But normally you can eat.
Normally
everything.
I eat a lot and I eat everything.
Okay. She eat everything, but look at her.
Oh my god. My favorite is eating.
Really?
Yes.
That's your favorite?
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's why people always get jealous of me, mm-hmm. because I eat a lot, but my body's still like this.
Yes.
But actually, I want to get big a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Because now I just 45 kg. I want
45
to kilo. 50. Yes.
45 kilograms.
Sorry, kilo. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
45. I want 50. Yes.
You should stay and work here because we always eat.
I mean, everywhere.
Look
also.
Look at us.
I mean, I also eating everywhere, but I don't know
still.
Why.
Still.
Yeah, still.
Yeah. You have to try to work here. Look at us. Right?
But still, okay,
45 kilograms. Nobody has.
Still okay though. Not really big.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
still have a proportional weight.
Yes.
So high.
But the important thing is to be happy, right?
Exactly. So what is your recipe to be happy?
From ourselves, for our mind. How to we can make our happiness by ourselves.
How?
Just think positive and just do positive activity, and then everything you can control by yourself, like how you see something and how you think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything can be you can flip it to the positive point,
so you can be happy.
You can be
for
happy.
Anything that happens.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow. Okay.
It's all control from yourself.
Control from yourself.
Yes.
You have to remember that. Right. So if we're talking about control and life and also happiness,
mm-hmm.
You also released a single
mm-hmm.
called Yella.
Yella.
Mm-hmm. Yella, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean, and what is that single means for you? Because I've heard the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
and the lyrics is
motivate.
Yeah, motivating people mm-hmm. to raise, to
yes.
rise, to speak up, and to do anything positively.
Yeah. Actually, Yella meaning, let's go. In Indonesia, it's like, ayo.
Oh, okay.
In Arabic, Yella.
That's an Arabic.
Yeah,
example.
Arabic,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
Let's go, get up, and when you feel down, yeah, because of some people always judge you, some people always underestimate you, and you have to wake up and show them that you can do it better than them.
Okay.
Something like that.
The meaning is so deep.
Really?
You wrote that lyric yourself?
Yes, by myself.
Oh, okay. On what is inspiring you to write that kind of lyric?
I feel like I feel some people compare me with my other friends, that my song not really, you know, Indonesian people not really like my song.
Okay. Because it's not their taste.
Yes.
Okay.
And also my friends, their songs is viral everywhere, but me always stuck here. So I feel so bad and so down when I read that comments. That's why this song Yalla, especially for me, like I wrote this song is for me.
Okay.
To make me get up. Okay. for my, you know, for my time when I was
down
in the in the
time. So when you were down, you write this down, and this song is really means
yes.
a lot. Okay.
That's why I want to inspire people, to motivate people with this song.
Oh, okay.
Actually, that's why the lyrics is like, they said you are not enough, wake up and show them. They try to put you on trash, I won't keep silent. And one lyrics
that hit you a lot.
Yes, that hit me a lot. And my favorite is, some people love, some people leave. Just keep on going.
Okay, there you go. So you already have what the meaning is.
Yeah.
So we're going to check out Yalla from Novia Bahmi.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bangkit dan coba lagi. Ku yakin kau bisa hadapi semua. Bangkit dan coba lagi. Ku yakin kau bisa tunjukkan semua. They said you are not enough, wake up and show them. They try to put you on trash, I won't keep silent.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la. Kau bisa tunjukkan semua. Some people try to break your life, don't get distracted. Some people try to press your fight, don't get it twisted. Keep pointing your hopes to the sky, like a pyramid. Some people love, some people leave, just keep on going. Kau bisa hadapi semua.
bisa hadapi semua.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Broken all the rules. From the first stage,
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hello listener, and welcome back to Book and Film Review, where we all review Indonesian books and films from Indonesian authors and directors. This edition of Book and Film Review, we will review a book entitled Kereta Api Terakhir dari Paris, or The Last Train from Paris, written by the famous Indonesian writer Mira Wey. Writing has been a hidden talent for Mira since she was a little. Mira Wijaya or Mira Wey was written various genres while still retaining her unique style. Mira, who is an actual doctor, collected her experience in a book, creating interesting stories. In 1975, Mira began her career as a writer with a short story that was published in an Indonesian magazine. Her unique warm style of writing made people excited and anticipatory for her works at that time. Then in 1980s, Mira finally published her first novel, Di Sini Cinta Pertama Kali Bersemi, or Here Love Blooms for the First Time. The novel inspired an Indonesian director to make a movie with the same title. Since then, Mira has been very consistent in writing, proven from her 40 books released before 1995. So you could imagine how many more has Mira written in the last 12 years. Listener, before we review Mira's newest book entitled Kereta Api Terakhir dari Paris, let's listen to a song entitled Perjalanan or Journey, performed by Frankie and Jane.
Dengan kereta malam. halat kereta api terakhir dari Paris, or the last train from Paris, is about a girl named Esther and a boy named Andika. They have been in love with each other since high school. However, the universe seems to have different plan, and many accidents and problems came their way. Their best friend from high school turned a bachelor party into a disaster. Running away, betrayal, accident, and even murder came into Esther and Andika's love story. However, no matter how great the storm gets, their love stands as strong as the Eiffel Tower. The 313-page book is a sensation. Mira places many surprises into the plot, which begins on the first page. Readers will find a terrifying yet intriguing story, which creates so many questions that one cannot wait to turn to the next page. The first impressions the reader will get is that the book is about a criminal story, which is elegantly wrapped in a love story. Complex conflicts are neatly put into words until the shocking climax. Also, with Mira's style of introducing the character, readers can feel as if they have known the characters for a long time. Mira can even make the reader feel the situation faced by the characters, which can be a breathtaking experience. Moreover, there are zero mistypes or mistakes in the book, meaning the book has been carefully designed and reviewed until it was published. Was released in 2017 as a bestseller. The poetical dictions used by Mira is very understandable. The plot is very clear, so the readers need not check the previous pages to understand what is happening. The detailed medical terms in it are easy to understand as well. Many even said that the book was created with great precision and taste. So despite the heavy theme involving a mentally challenged character, Kereta Api Terakhir dari Paris is easy to read. There has been lots of praise for the writer. Well, listener, that was our brief review of the book entitled Kereta Api Terakhir dari Paris, or The Last Train from Paris, written by Mira Wijaya. More worlds, Mira Way. So, to wrap up this edition of Book and Film Review, we will listen to a song entitled Aku Cuma Punya Hati, or I Only Have This Heart, performed by the young Indonesian singer, Mita. I'm Luka Kusumawati, thank you for listening, and I'll see you in our next edition of Book and Film Review.
Ku siap mati untukmu. Kamu tak pernah menganggap aku hidup. Dulu saat semua ingin ku pertaruhkan, kamu tak pernah percaya cinta sejatiku. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai hati. Kamu berbohong, aku pun percaya. Kamu lukai, ku tak peduli. Coba kau fikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini. Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai. Aku pun percaya.
sa patiin. Ketinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati. Cuma punya hati.
Tak mungkin secepat itu kau lupa air mata sedihmu kala itu. Mengungkapkan semua kekurangannya, semua dariku yang tak dia punya. Daya pikat yang memang engkau punya, sungguh-sungguh ingin aku lindungi. Dan setelah luka-lukamu reda, kau lupa aku juga punya rasa. Lalu kau pergi kembali dengannya. Aku pernah menyentuhmu, apa kau malu? Di bawah basah langit abu-abu, kau di mana? Di lengannya malam menuju minggu, kau di mana? Kadang dering masih ada namamu, beberapa pesan singkat untukku. Entah apa maksudmu yang ku tahu, sayangimu aku telah keliru. Ayo tulis di buku harianmu, kelak jelaskan bila engkau punya waktu. Di bawah basah langit abu-abu, kau di mana? Di lengannya malam menuju minggu, kau di mana? Bertemukah kau dengan sang buas? Benar senangkah rasa hatimu? Bertemukah kau?